Harihi Om Tatsa. Harihi Om Tatsa. Those people who come to me and to the ashram, I would like them to think about life in a very simple, straightforward manner. We are born not out of our option. We cannot select or nominate our parents, nor can we select the initial environments in which we grew. Everybody marries generally for the first time, and they also have children for the first time. Their experience will naturally be limited. With the limited experience, they have to bring about a life into this world, born into this world. You can imagine how they can rear children. It may not be perfect, but they like to do it well. So neither about the birth nor about the environments under which we have grown, including the parents, care, etc. Don't think that you have any option. Whatever has taken place, has taken place. Never think in terms of a blame or a possible alternate improvement, etc. It is like counting chicken which are not there. The time period is already over, the event is already over, and what is the point in thinking about it could have been this, it could have been that? The only benefit of any such reflection will be taking lessons from whatever you know, you try to do a better job when a similar situation comes to you, that's all. When you become a parent, if at all, try to incorporate the lessons you have learned in one way or the other and parent your child better, that's all. But never say anything about the past. By saying that, you are vitiating your mind and disallowing it to grow in a healthy manner. In spite of whatever manner in which we have been born, nature has also made another possibility. What is that? Your biological heredity alone is rigid and unalterable. Your eyes, nose, teeth, ears, hands, feet, the internal organs, none of these things, including blood, can be replaced or substituted. The body is meant to grow in a certain manner. Only size-wise it will grow, but not feature-wise. As against this rigidity about the body and bodily inheritance, you have a very greatly flexible internal personality consisting of the mind and the intelligence. The mento-intellectual personality, which is the real causal constituent in you, the entire body is inert. It is to be activated by the mind, and the activational results and outcome also are for the mind, in the mind, by the mind. So about the body you need not worry, except that you should keep it in good health so that the senses will be able to function well. That's all. That is why you provide nourishment, good air, water, etc. The idea is to empower the senses to function. They are situated in the body. So you have got maximum flexibility and maximum parameters within which you can alter, change and grow inwardly. Is it not sufficient for you? Because this is the causal and the primary and ultimate constituent in your personality. Body does not matter at all. So in the mind intelligence sphere, you can completely transform them to any level and manner that you want. This is why Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, Uddhared Atmanatmanam Natmanam Avasadayed Atmaiva Hyatmano Bandhuhu Atmaiva Riburatmanah. Everyone should strive to elevate himself, not to lower himself. Uddhared Atmanatmanam. This elevation is by yourself, of yourself, in yourself. In the matter of elevating yourself, no external factor ever comes to help or interfere. What more do you want? Natmanam avasadayet. On the other hand, there is a tendency for decline and degeneration. Do not become a prey to it. Understand that you have the potential and the possibility to transform your inner personality, quality-wise, potential-wise. So qualitatively, you can enrich your inner personality to any level. You can be greedy. You can be contented with whatever you have. You can be reasonable and moderate. You can be extremist and extravagant. You can be gentle and kind. You can be cruel and harsh. You can be good and noble. You can be bad and ignoble. You can be inward. You can be outward. You can be rich. You can be poor. You can have real wealth. What is the real wealth? Contentment of the mind is the real wealth. Because even wealth is supposed to make you contented. Contentment is an emotion. As an emotion, it belongs to the mind. It is an outcome produced by the mind. It's a product of the mind. Keeping the mind inaccessible to anybody else, accessible only to yourself, you can treat and handle the mind in such a manner that it will remain contented despite the external situation. If you court poverty, optionally that poverty enriches you. If it is clamped, otherwise you feel cursed. Now we are sannyasins. We opted for and chose poverty. We opted for and chose austerity. We opted and chose relying upon God and providence. We opted for inner contentment. People are afraid of being poor, but we wanted to be poor. I wanted to be poor, helpless, resourceless, and stand on the street, supported by the earth and surrounded by the sky. What sustains the earth? What makes it not fall from its trajectory and ceaselessly spin and revolve on its own axis? I thought, if that can sustain the earth, it can also sustain me, a denizen, a very negligible denizen of the earth. Now this is generally a thought. You have to make it a vibrant reliance, a dependence. Therein lies your psychological and mental excellence. Can you pick up a faith? Either it is a faith or an understanding. For me, it is not faith at all. It is understanding. So many planets and celestial bodies are spinning and revolving at different speeds and trajectories in the sky. Nothing seems to be pushed from its trajectory. Everything is revolving there. And nothing is falling. What is that rhythm? What is that orderliness? What is that institutional discipline by virtue of which the whole spatial celestial bodies, without clashing with each other, they remain? So our life depends upon the stability and resourcefulness of the earth. The resourcefulness and stability of the earth are not created by either myself or my grandparents. If the earth is sustained, earth's creatures also will have to be sustained. The earth contains millions, at least lakhs of creatures. You go into them, is there anything which is starving for its food and nourishment, except human beings? Every creature is provided with some form of food or nourishment. Even the python, it doesn't catch its prey at all. It is so massive a creature, it cannot move fast, it cannot catch hold of a prey by chasing it. So what it does, it simply remains by itself. When something comes near it, it gulps in. Suppose no creature comes near the mouth, then how will it live? But pythons are still living without making any effort, because they were not born of themselves. The same providence which has created the other creatures for his pleasure and displaying his excellence, he has created the python also. And to tell us that even if you don't make any effort, I have a way of providing food and nourishment for you. Understand my potential and grandeur. This is what he says. unfortunately we don't look at the whole, we only look at the part. I don't like his face, I don't like his feet, his eyes are bad, nose is bent. This is the way we look at it. Suppose the whole person is good, why are you worried about the small parts which are dented a little? When a girl is looked for a boy, you ask her to come and stand before you, you look at the body and then say, good girl. Who knows whether she is good or bad? The goodness that you are noticing is only in the bodily level. So I think we are not able to look fully. So we have got a beautiful mind and intelligence. By employing the intelligence, understanding the truths, values and disciplines, we can improve the mind structure to any extent that you want. And a cruel man can become gentle. A bad man can become good. A rank materialist can become a great devotional person. You can be contented at heart to any extent, any extent. You can live as a master in this world, as not a slave. Uddhared atmanatmanam, natmanam avasadayet. Atmaiva hyatmano bandhuhu. You alone are your friend and you alone are your enemy. So my dear, I am talking primarily for you today. Understand that you have a new life from yesterday. I want you to be smiling, radiating joy. Don't wait for a century. Don't wait for a decade. Don't wait even for a month. To be joyous. It is your birthright. It is your creation. It is your susceptibility. Use the potential. Do not wait for anything. Start doing what you propose to do after n number of years right now. Our physical heredity may be adverse. Physical environments may be unfavorable. But we have got a mind which is neither matter nor energy. It is governed by its own law and processes. Material and physical laws are applicable to the body. Psychological and philosophical and spiritual laws are applicable to your inner personality. So start smiling, be confident, never blame anything of the past. The whole world is before you. The whole world is before you. Be enriched by it. Make a resolution that whatever happens in the day physically, inwardly I shall be enriched, I shall be empowered, I shall be enlightened, I will be elevated, I will be expanded, I will be transformed, and I will become fuller and fuller. This is a line of thinking that is available only for the human, and perhaps we are obliged to say for the blessed few. I have treated you as one of the blessed. Reciprocate it properly and be happy. Harihi Om Das. Harihi Om Das.